From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Authorities in Texas are looking for a man who gunned down a sheriff's deputy in a Houston suburb. From Houston Public Media, Jack Williams reports, Harris County Sheriff Deputy Darren Goforth was killed late Friday.
Authorities say the deputy, who had been with the Harris County Sheriff's Office for 10 years, was shot from behind multiple times as he was pumping gas. The slain deputy was in uniform and at a gas station about 20 miles northwest of downtown Houston. A 911 caller alerted authorities that a deputy had been shot. The sheriff's office describes the attack as an ambush where the shooter approached the deputy from behind. Investigators are looking for a dark-skinned suspect between 20 and 25 years old in a pickup truck who was seen leaving the gas station after the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
At least 20 people are dead after Tropical Storm Erica ripped through the Caribbean island of Dominica. Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says searches are underway to find people who are missing.
I give you my pledge that we shall not cease until contact is made with every community and a full account is given of every single missing person.
At least three southern states are making preparations for possible close encounters with Tropical Storm Erica next week. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could weaken to a tropical depression Saturday, but Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency as a precaution, saying Erica poses a severe threat to the entire state. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made his pitch to a gathering of Democratic leaders in Minneapolis Friday as he continues his campaign for the party's nomination. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
Bernie Sanders is an independent, but he's seeking the Democratic nomination. He thanked Democrats for their efforts to help working people.
For low-income people, for women, and for all of those people who are struggling to make ends meet. Thank you for what you do.
The Democratic National Committee's summer meeting drew most of the party's candidates, among them former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Former Virginia Senator Jim Webb skipped the meeting, saying he was seeing his daughter off to college. Also not present, Vice President Joe Biden, who told DNC members this week that he's considering a possible run. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of the Obama administration in a dispute over the bulk collection of phone data on millions of Americans. The court has reversed a lower court ruling that said the program likely violates the U.S. Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches. Congress has passed legislation designed to replace the program over the next few months. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 11 points. The Nasdaq was up 15. This is NPR. President Obama says he expects the U.S. and Israel will pretty quickly resolve their differences once the debate over the proposed agreement with Iran is over. NPR's Brian Naylor says the president addressed members of the Jewish community in a webcast on Friday.
The proposed deal with Iran has divided the U.S. Jewish community and heightened differences between the Obama administration and the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Obama said both sides in the debate in the U.S. are pro-Israel and that the two countries will overcome their differences.
Not only do we have a shared history, shared values, not only are we family, but even on this particular issue of Iran, we agree more than we disagree.
Congress is expected to vote next month on a resolution to disapprove of the deal. The agreement gained another supporter as Democratic Senator Tom Carpenter of Delaware became the 30th senator to publicly back it. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Pentagon is funding a new venture that will help develop cutting-edge electronics. The high-tech gear could be used in things like uniforms and aircraft and possibly other things.
We don't know all the applications this new technology will make possible. That's the remarkable thing about innovation. And that's another reason why America and America's military must get there first.
The Pentagon will provide $75 million, and the industry, academia, and local government will pitch in $96 million to create the High-Tech Institute. This is NPR News.